This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. The teachers are not happy. Well, they haven't been happy for quite some time because there's not enough of them. Teachers are resigning and they're overworked if they're not resigning. And I know that through personal family experience, which I won't go into right now. So what's happening about it? Well, the Teachers Federation and the Independent Education Union were both hoping that there'd be some good news in the state budget handed down on Tuesday afternoon as far as funding for pay rises to keep teachers in the profession and attract people to the profession in the long term. But that didn't happen. So what next? Well, let's find out. Jack Galvin-Waite is the organiser for the Teachers Federation in the Hunter, which, of course, covers the Upper Hunter. And Jack joins me on the program this morning. Jack, good morning and welcome to Hunter Valley Today.
Good morning and good morning, listeners.
So the pay claim, obviously that was one issue, but it goes a bit wider than that, doesn't it, Jack?
Absolutely. The budget did nothing to address unsustainable workloads and chronic teacher shortages that are crippling our schools in the Upper Hunter and across the state.
So what is the situation in our schools in the Upper Hunter at the moment?
In the Upper Hunter and across the state, schools have been crippled by teacher shortages. And in the government's own words, the department's own documents, the reasons are uncompetitive salaries and unsustainable workloads. Unless we fix that, the shortages are going to continue, our kids are going to keep missing out.
So what happens in the schools when there aren't enough teachers to turn up each day?
Our students are missing out. Our teachers are teaching classes of 50, 60, sometimes in the library, sometimes there's minimal supervision in the quadrangle. Our students in the Upper Hunter deserve better.
When the teachers aren't there, so they're not getting their usual lessons on, you know, maths, English, science, whatever the subjects are?
Sometimes the classes have to be split between 60 students, so it's impossible for the teachers to cover all the students' needs and the curriculum. They do their best, but they're only human.
So the nurses have been telling us for quite some time in the Upper Hunter that they're basically worn out, and we've seen mass resignations. Is that happening with our teachers at our schools here as well?
Absolutely. Staff shortages, declining salaries and excessive workloads are over 60 hours per week. I mean, teachers in the Upper Hunter and across the state, they're really struggling. Teachers are leaving the profession and graduates simply aren't entering it.
So what's next for you guys?
Look, as a result of the government's lack of action and ineptitude, an unprecedented and historic joint strike by all public and diocesan Catholic school teachers will occur on Thursday the 30th of June. We'll be marching together in one massive demonstration of unity and commitment. We're one profession, we're a profession in crisis, and we're one voice. In Newcastle, teachers will rally at Civic Park.
So do you expect to get any response from that rally, though, considering the government's pretty much ignored your claims up until the budget?
We'll keep fighting. We have to. This is for the profession's future. This is for our students' future. The state government has caused this disruption. This is in their hands. We understand parents to be angry. They should be. They should take out that anger on this government.
And would this extend further to, you know, we're not that far away from the state election. Is this going to be something that the union will, I suppose, try and mobilise parents as well to turn into a vote changer?
Look, that'll be up to the members and the parents. But look, every day students' learning's been disrupted by these teacher shortages. So I'm sure parents will be on side.
So just back to something you said earlier about the government's own documents state that, you know, there is a teacher shortage and why, which was of their own making. What's the government's response to that been?
Look, the government's response has been glossy brochures and gimmicks that's done nothing. They haven't been able to employ one new teacher in their rehashed announcements. Again, they should read their own words. To fix the shortages, they need to pay appropriately and fix the workloads.
So does the Federation have a position on the fact that one of the new initiatives is creating another layer of education for young children before they actually enter kindergarten when they can't even fund the higher levels of school first?
Look, we support that, and we've been campaigning for that for a long time. There's actually only 100 preschools, public preschools, across the state. But Obviously, they need to make it attractive for teachers.
Okay, so next Thursday is the strike for, as you said, public and Catholic education schools. Are there any particular arrangements in place that you know of that will be for schools for parents who can't send their can't keep their children away from school for the day due to work commitments or whatever?
No schools in the Upper Hunter and across the state will be closed or have minimal supervision on the day.
Jack, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Jack Galvin-White from the New South Wales Teachers Federation here on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.